Just waiting. Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Addy and Radha with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, traffic congestion in Spring Hill is set to worsen as Olympic construction and school expansions add pressure to Gregory Terrace. More than 5,000 students attend three private schools in the area, with enrollments rising each year and a new junior school being built. Parents have already been reported ignoring traffic rules, already causing crashes, while many local residents have struggled with blocked driveways. The upcoming 63,000-seat Olympic Stadium and National Aquatic Centre will increase demand on the roads and public transport. Schools are actively urging families to consider alternate travel options, but with limited solutions in place, the problem is expected to intensify.
In national news, Darwin has become Australia's second most expensive capital city to rent houses, alongside Canberra, as rental prices surge and the vacancy rate hits historic lows. The median asking rent for houses in Darwin has risen 7.7% over the past year, making it the highest increase across all capital cities. The rise in rent is attributed to the mismatch in supply and demand, with a shortage of available rental properties. Local organisations are calling for more public housing investment as thousands remain on lengthy wait lists. Amanda Elder, who's been struggling to find affordable housing in Darwin, said if they didn't get the house they're living in now, they would have been living on the streets or her car.
In international news, Israel has struck an UNRWA clinic in northern Gaza overnight as the nation intensifies its efforts to pressure Hamas into releasing the 24 remaining Israeli hostages. The strikes have killed over 53 Palestinians, with children among the dead. Hamas has refuted allegations of using the clinic as a command center, calling Israel's claims a blatant fabrication. The strikes are part of a renewed push to repatriate Israeli hostages, with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stating, "We are increasing the pressure step by step, and the more they do not give, the more pressure will increase until they do." Furthermore, Israel Katz, the nation's defense minister, has announced that Israel would seize large areas that will be added to the security zones of the State of Israel in conjunction to the airstrikes.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with very high chance of showers and light winds expected. It's currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 28. There is no fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.